friends are doing something wrong, they're doing averus, and you have the power to stop him, especially the balabatim, Rashi says. The balabatim are the people that have the money, so the people listen to them. So if they would tell the other people to stop doing averus, people would listen to the rich people. So if they don't tell the people to stop, they'll get an einish. Rashi, shabalibatim halolu, limchais biyadovi averus. If they have the possibility to stop the people from doing averus, shabidoyrum, shadivrehem nishmoyim, because what they say people will listen to, machmas oishron, because they're rich, viyavriyas yureyim, and people are afraid of a rich person, v'leimichoy, and these rich people don't say back, they don't talk back and say you're doing things wrong, for that they'll get an einish. V'yal shepoiskin stokem barabim, v'yeinem noistim. People make big pledges, big sums of money, I'll give, barabim, yul ashul, the bigger the more the crowd, the more they say they'll give, and it ends up they don't give, so that's a terrible thing. Omar Rav, v'shvil arba dvorim nichse balibatim yoitzim letmuyin. For four things, the balibatim, the rich people, are going to lose their property. Letmuyin will go down the drain like. It'll be destroyed. The kolim elay will be destroyed by itself. Al kleip sheis chasocher. You hold back. You don't pay back the wages of the people that work for you. You have somebody that works for you. You don't pay up his wages. The al oishkeis chasocher. Also, you steal it altogether. Shrashi legamri geizel scharoi. The first case is I'll pay you tomorrow. Next week you push him off. Now, if you steal the money, oishkei means you don't pay him at all. The people that work for you. The al sheporkin oil miatzavreim. They take off the oil. They don't do any work by themselves. They tell the other people to do the work. They don't do the work they're supposed to do. People that act gas teruach have got big shots. Because of that, they'll lose their nechosim. Shrash v'gas teruach, shem izgoyim, o mishtarim alecheyim b'shvil oishrim. That they act like big and want to rule over the other people because they're so rich, it's going to end up that they'll lose all the property. V'gas teruach k'neged kulam. The worst thing is gas teruach, that's k'neged all of them. Avol b'yanovim, mashing the people that are humble, see if the pasuk says, v'yanovim yirshuoritz, the humble people, they'll yash and they'll inherit the land. V'hisangu al roiv sholem, and they'll have tremendous inug, they'll have tremendous pleasure, and they'll have sholem boritz. It's the best midas that, the midas of anovim, of a humble. Yehachin alech v'yoshin. Mishnah says, lulav ha'gozim, if you have a lulav that you stole the lulav, so you can't use it on Sukkot. For Hayovish, or else you have a lulav that's dried up, a lulav Hayovish, is possible. You can't use this for Sukkot. So Rashi says, lulav ha-gozol, lulav means kaf shel tamar. That's the branch of a palm tree. For hodar toni, then the pasuk says, hadas v'arova b'yapan ha-shayu. Hey, later the Mishnah will talk about the hadasim and the arovas by itself. So far we're talking about a lulav though. Gozel Rashi puzzle, the reason why if you stole somebody else's lulav, you can't do the kind of the mitzvah, because the pasuk says, "Lekachtem lochem ksiv mishelachem." You have to take the lulav and it has to belong to you. If you stole it, it doesn't belong to you. You can't do the kind of the mitzvah. Yovish, what's wrong with the lulav? Is the dried out lulav? So Rashi, the binen mitzvah mehuderes. You have to have a hider, a nice mitzvah. The pasuk says, "V'yanveyu." Interesting. Rashi doesn't even bring down the pasuk that says, "Priyetz hider." Other Rishonim learned that the special mitzvah by the Dalad Minim, it says by the Esrog, an Esrog has to be pre-Eitz Hodr, has to be a nice fruit. And we learn it out to all the Dalad Minim, there's a mitzvah of Hodr, it has to be nice. And Yovish is not called nice, that's why it's possum in the Raisa. Rashi is a Chiddush, Rashi says not the special posik from Hodr here, but rather the posik all over. Zekeli v'yanveyu v'dashin, his noel lofon of mitzvahs. When you do any mitzvah, you're supposed to do it v'yanveyu nicely. A tzitzis, buy a nice pair of tzitzis. Tefillin, buy a nice pair of tefillin. Mezuzahs, buy a nice mezuzah. Tekhlal on all mitzvahs, zekeh levian veyu, make Hashem nice. How do we do it? By making nice mitzvahs. So the son, that's Rashi, brings down the pasuk. Oh, we'll see more later, we'll see more in the Gemara. How do we know exactly Yovish is possible? The thing is also like that. Teis and Tatoisus. The forest be Gemara, Mishum, the Yiskish lulav liyesur. That's why we say lulav is possible if it's dried out. The Yiksiv be Hodr. Because by Esrog, the pasuk says, pre-Eitz Hodr. And we learn that lulav from Esrog. The like him, Moshe, first, for Kuntzim, Mishum, the Siv, Zekhel, Vian Veyu. The Yain, Vian Veyu, when look at the Chilo. Loi Mitzvah, Bochi, the Mukha Perakama. We have the Yami Rabbon, and lulav, Mitzvah, Yogdoi, Mishum, Shinem, Zekhel, Vian Veyu. Loi Yogdo Kosher. That's what we learn out from Zekhel, Vian Veyu. That's a nice thing to do. It's nice to do nice mitzvahs. But let's say you don't have a nice mitzvah. You buy an ugly tzitzis, you buy an ugly trillin, you're still making the mitzvah. That's not a psul. And here the Mishnah says if you have a lulav
that's dried out this puzzle. That's why he says it's not like Rashi's puzzle from Zekhen Levian Goyum, but rather because we learn out from Priyetzodu. Even though it says that by Esrig, we learn out all the Dalaminim Lulav and the other Dalaminim we'll see later from Esrig. That Yavah, or at least Val will be by Lulav. Learn out Lulav from Esrig, that Lulav, how Yavah is puzzle, it's not called Hodu. That's why it's puzzle in the Raisin. Rashi also have to say Cain's it. Rashi realizes, I mean, right then, Shel Asherah. Let's say you have a lulav that was grown out of a palm tree that was an avodah zarah. The goyim worship it. L'shem avodah zarah. Shrashi ilon sha'ayv din oisei avodah zarah. A tree that the goyim worship it made it into their avodah zarah. The Gemara first time, the Gemara explained what's wrong with this tree. Why can't you use the branches, this lulav, even though it came from a tree, that's Shel Asherah. V'shel'ir hanidachas. Who then if you have the city, that robe of the city worshipped avodah zarah? So Allah is we have to wipe out, kill out those city and burn those city. Everything in the city is Asav Hanor. So a palm tree in that city, the leaves, you can't use the lulav, it's possible. Shrashi shall ir hanidachas, mishum glasreifa koi. Because the mitzvah there is, if robe of the city worship the Avodah Zarah, we have to burn down the whole city. The pasuk says, we have called shalala tikvites, that all the shalala have to gather together anything it's in, all the booty in the city, and burn it. The lulav boy yishir dalat fochim. Kila kamon. We'll soon see a lulav has to be dalat fochim long. Now the chivon the highless way for koi. Since this lulav that's grown in this city, via anadachis, the mitzvah now is to burn it. The klal is and shiurai kai in the kasar of dami. We don't consider this lulav to have a shiur right now, even though you didn't burn it yet. But that's the klal of koloim and lisa of kasar of dami. Anything that there's a mitzvah to go and burn it, it's considered like it's burned up right now. Negayet if you need a shiur. So here that the lulav metchila has a mitzvah, it has to be at least dalat tfachim high. So if it comes from the ir anidachas, that there's a mitzvah to burn it, even before you burn it, it's not considered like it's a choshev lulav, it doesn't have a cheer. So that's why it's possible. What about niktam roishay? The top of the lulav got chopped off. Niktam was cut off a little bit on top. Trashi niktam roishay posol tlay heavy hoder. Also, it's not called hoder. Again, learn out the place the Pasha learns, we hold like it says, creates hodor. We learn out lulav also needs hodor. So if it's cut on top, at the top of the lulav, the top leaves are cut, that's possible. Niktam reishoi. What about nifritzu olav? Its branches spread out. Is also possible. So this is a big machlokes, the Gemara, exactly what does nifritzu mean. Rashi says, nifritzu olav mi shedra. That the leaves came apart from its backbone like. V'yein in the chabar. Rashi is learning it's not even attached anymore. Like you pulled out all the leaves of the lulav, it's not attached anymore to the backbone. Eli they are good. You have to tie it together now. Ki chuf yesh akur nesir lav hodur. Such a thing like that is not called hodur. We'll see more in the Gemara exactly how much nifritzu means. Nifritzu olav, let's say, the leaves are still attached. Just they like grew out, they started to grow out, they started to separate a little bit. Then it's still kosher. Shrashi nifritzu olav, nichubaran hein. The leaves of the lulav are still attached. The shed was still attached to the backbone. El shelamalo on top hay nefrodim. Lakan lakan. Like when it starts to grow, it starts to open up the leaves. So leaves are opening up right now. Kiyantra ilo. Now it looks like a branch of a tree. Still it's kosher. This also we'll see in the Gemara. Providing the top two leaves are still together. We have Yehudu and Rav Yehuda says, Yagdenu melamalo. You have to know tie it together on top. Trashi in nifrudu olav. If the branches spread apart, Yagdon, you have to tie it together. She oilin ima shedra kishalulovim. They always have to look as if they're closed. See, if the branches start to open up, you have to tie it together on top, then it should look like it's one piece. Like it's like our lulavs. Right, it's sinei har habarzel. That's a type of a palm tree that grows in har habarzel. Shrashi meforish bigmora, it's sinei the kolim. I mean, these are type of palm trees that grows on har habarzel. It's sheris. Yishnagashi lulavim shalahem. The lulav that comes off these trees are kosher. V'yafalpi sha'olin shalahem kitanim miyoid. Even though the branches are very, very small, the lulav is a very small lulav that comes off from here. V'yein oilim im orkoi shal shedra. The leaves does not come up to even the top of the backbone. In other words, the top of the lulav is like without leaves. Still it's kosher. That's sinei harabarzel, ksheris. Lulav sheyesh boi shloisha tfochim. Kadela nanea boy is kosher. If you have a lulav that has three tvachim height that you could shake, in other words, you have to have another tefach that you could hold on to it. So really, if it's four tvachim tall, that one tefach you could grab a hold of it. and then three tefachim up you could use for shaking, that's the smaller size of a lulav, that's still kosher. So drashi kadei lananeya boy, to shake with it. Vavarash b'gemara, shleisha tefachim taya shedra. The backbone itself has to be three tefachim tall. Kineged orkoi shel hadas. That's how long the hadas has to be. For tefach yoyser, the lulav has to at least be one tefach longer than the hadasim. Kadei lananeya, in order to shake it. Devina nenena, you have to be able to shake the lulav, come on. Malo, Murid, Murluch, maybe last Ruchas Royas with a long Roy. See the Gemara later, how you make the Dalad, how you shake your Lulav, up, down, all around, and it's there to stop the bad winds, and to stop the bad Kalolam, the bad Adu that comes down. So kids, the Lulav has to be at least four Tvachim tall. There has to be one Tvach to hold onto it, and then three more Tvachim in order to have place to shake the Lulav. Yeah. So all these different cases we'll see more in the Gemara, exactly each case separately. So the Gemara, Kaposik v'toni, that the Mishnah says k'stam, that it's posel. Kaposik v'toni, it says lulav agoz of a yavish posel. Says stam, a stolen lulav is posel. Now loishno b'yomtiv rishin, it doesn't make a difference whether it's the first day yomtiv, but loishno b'yomtiv sheni, it doesn't make a difference if it's the second day. Which posel doesn't mean our second day yomtiv, it means like cholamoy, like an Eretz Yisrael. Mashmi, when the second day of Yontif, also, it's posel, lulav agozel is posel. Shrashik, a posel, v'toni, posel. Loishna v'yomtiv rishin, d'chiyuvim adiraisa. The lach of taking a lulav is only the first day. Posel, l'kachtol mechem, b'yayim harishon, priyay tzada. B'yayim harishon, the first day, that's the mitzvah adiraisa, to take the lulav and the dal of minim. Not that we do it all 7 days of Sukkot, that's only midiravonin. Zeicha, the way they had it done in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gvulun outside the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah is only one day. So the first day, that's midiraisa. That's very good. Why should we possible midiraisa if it's gozel, if it's stolen? But the Gemara is saying now, loishna b'yomtiv sheni, the last day v'natilas lulav elam v'rabbonin, the b'yom harishon k'siv, the second day already, it means out like an Eretz Yisrael, which is chol ha'moed, there's no mitzvah to take the lulav midiraisa then. The pasuk says, b'yom harishon, l'kacht u'l'kacht u'l'chem b'yom harishon. Only the first day you have to take the lulav. The second day is only chiv midirabbonin. Still, our Mishnah is mashma that posel a lulav ha-gozl is never good. Whether it's gozl, whether it's yavish, it's never good. That's what's mashma for our Mishnah. Even the last days of Sukkot also. So Mar says like this: Bishleima yavish. I understand if the lulav is dried out. Hoda binan. The Torah says, the pasuk says, the kach lachem yemerishon priyates hoder. And that's what type of a pri you need. You need a pri that looks nice. Who are then the lulav also has to look nice. But luckily you don't have it, so it's not called the lulav. So it doesn't make a difference the first day, it doesn't make a difference the second day, third, fourth day, any day of Sukkot, it's not called the lulav. What is called the lulav? A lulav has to be hot, it has to look nice. If it's dried out posher means that it's so, not only just white, but it's brittle. If you touch it, it'll break off. So dried out, that's not called hodr anymore, that's absurd. Trashi bishlei mi yovish. Possible midrabbonin, midrabbonin nami. Kivon the mitzvah who mishum sechle mikdash binon hoda mitzvah hida mitzvah. We're doing the on the second third day of Sukkot. The reason why midrabbonin is a mitzvah al zeicha the way they do it in the base of mikdash and in the mikdash there are 7 days. Now in the base of mikdash avad you have to have a lulav hoder. That's the din. That's the taish. That's the type of a lulav you have to have. So midrabbonin also you have to have a nice lulav. If it's not a nice lulav, it's not the lulav yoytzer the mitzvah. So we could understand why Yavish, if the lulav is dried out, we could understand why you're not making the mitzvah, even the Rabbanin, on the next days of Yomtiv. Elo gozel, well what's wrong if a stolen lulav? Vishlei me Yomtiv Rishon, I understand the first day of Yomtiv, why if you stole a lulav, your friend's lulav, you're not yoytzer the mitzvah. So Yechiv, the Pasuk says, Lekachtem lochem, says lochem, yours with Hashem Mishalachem, that the lulav has to belong to you. The next days of Yomtiv, am I loy? What should be wrong with it? Like the end is not a postik of the postik of kachtem lochem. Lochem is only a taich of in the first day. The first day has to belong to you. The next day, who says it has to belong to you? It was soon to even halacha we hold. Not that you have to own it. It has to be your lulav. Is only the first day. The next day you yaitza with the lulav hashol. It could be borrowed. You don't need your own lulav. You could borrow somebody else's lulav. That's good for the next days. In other words, the postik that says lochem. That has to belong to you, that only goes on the first day. Mashenk, in the second day, there's no posting of lochem. There's only a mitzvah with the rabbonim. So, as far as like this, bishleim if it's dried out. That's not the mitzvah. Like I can't start to make a cup. A cup is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to take a lulav. What's called a lulav? A nice lulav. If it's a dried out lulav, that's not called a lulav. So I understand why all the days of Yom Tov, even with Rabbanim, you have to have a lulav, not a cup. A dried out lulav is like a cup. Mashenkin, a stolen lulav, the lulav itself is a kosher lulav. It's a lulav. That's the mitzvah you're supposed to do. So what if you did something wrong with the dough? You went ahead and stole it, did it on Avera first. The kasher is so what? So what if you stole dough? The Maisa right now, you're holding a lulav, you're doing the mitzvah mid Rabbanim, so why shouldn't you be in the kind of the mitzvah? Like this is the chefs of the mitzvah. What do I care if you did an Avera? The first day, the Pasuk says, Lochem, it has to belong to you. But after the first day, it doesn't have to belong to you. So Maisa, you're taking a mitzvah, you're taking the lulav, so why aren't you yaitzah the mitzvah? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the famous terrorist, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yechoi,